Yerodea Simon Reish Nun Aleph. Lemi Nosen Atzdaka. To whom does one give Tzdaka? The Ezer Kodem Achavera. And what is the priority within the Aniyim? Simon Reish Nun Aleph. Okay, so Sif Aleph and Beis discuss a person who is what's called a Mumar. Is a person who is not careful. Not careful is a very gentle term. A person we'll call him a sinner, an avaria. So the Gemara in Gittin, on Daf, Memvav, on the Beis, all the way at the bottom of the page, going to Memzayim and Aleph. How Garba, there was a man to Zavin Navshe Lilu Do'i. He sold himself to these Ludo'i, which Rashi says are cannibals. Also the comment Rabbi Ami, then he came in front of Rabbi Ami, Amarle Pirkan, he said, I want you to redeem me. So Rabbi Ami said, but the mission over here in Gittin Daf Mem Vav says, Hamocher Atzma Vezbana of Ovdei Kochavim Ein Podin Oso. If you sell yourself to the Goyim, we don't redeem you. Ava Podim Es Abonim La'achar Mises Avien. But there'll be Podia the sons after the death of the father. Why? Mishum kill kula. Because otherwise they're afraid that when the father's alive, so he'll kind of keep an eye on the kids and keep them Jewish. But once the father dies, so we're afraid the kids will become Goyim, so then you redeem the children. The koshiki in halcha di'ika k'tala. Here it's also dangerous. So it sounds like we're talking about redeeming the kids, and it doesn't really, that's how I understand what's going on over here. Because if it's to redeem him, we just said you don't redeem him. Redeem the children. Kol shekein alcha, there's good reason to redeem the kids. I'm reading Gemara in Gittin Daf Mem Zayin. So I'm going to say, Rabbi Ami, Ha Yisrael Mumaru. This Jew that you want to save, he's a Mumar, he's a sinner. We saw him eating treif. Maybe he's eating treif only because he has great burning desire for a pig burger. But not because he's anti. He's not anti. He's all for Judaism. He's all for Torah and mitzvahs. But he just has this burning desire for pig burger. So he's a mumar l'teyavon. It's for his own personal desires. They responded, okay, the way I just explained it doesn't fit so well into the Gemara. Basically, it sounds like for convenience. We'll call it Te'avon convenience. He's eating the tray for convenience, and therefore it's not as bad. But we saw that he had kosher and non-kosher meat in front of him, and he dafka chose to eat the non-kosher meat. That's not called a sinner l'teyavon. That's not a sinner for convenience. That's a much more serious level of sinning. When Rabbi Ami heard that, he told the man, Zil, lo kashavki da'afar kina. They will not let me redeem you. Okay, so these are, you can imagine, sensitive topics. So now let's see how the Shulchan Aruch spells this out. So first of all, there's a couple of psukim. There's a pasuk in Parashas Re'eh by Tzedakah that says, "Ki yeh b'cha evyo me'achad achecha," when there will be a pauper, one of your brothers. Whenever the Torah talks about a brother, it means achicha b'mitzvos, that he is an observant Jew, just like you. There's another pasuk that talks about supporting your brother. In Vayikra Chav Hei Lamiva Parshas Bahar V'chei Achicha Imach. Your brother should live with you. You have to take care of your brother. That's when he's acting like a brother. And therefore, if he's not acting like a brother, then you do not, we'll see, you do not need to support him. You do not need to give him tzedakah. Let's look at Reishon and Aleph Sif Aleph. Mishu Avaryan B'mezin. One who sinned on purpose. Al achas mikom mitzvah hamurz b'Torah, on any one of the mitzvahs of the Torah, v'lo asa tshuva. He didn't do tshuva, of course. A person could do tshuva for anything, but he didn't do tshuva. Eino chayiv lahachayosa v'lo lahalvosa. You're not chayev to support him. You're not chayev to lend him money. He's somewhat out of the game. Now, what does it mean that he's an avaria? Look at the shachs of Katan Aleph. Loshen avaria, mashu shu rogilav. Or not, he did it one time. He is accustomed to sinner, to sin. He's a habitual sinner. V'chein b'loshen atur, usmaku mumar litei avon. Lashon mumar, mashu shu rogilav. He does this regularly for convenience. He doesn't care to go spend the extra money to get kosher food. Okay, continue reading the Shach. Kitelael simin beis v'chein kasef harav si beis aval. Here, mumar l'tel mukhli. Okay, v'chein bedin shem avar adereo te avon pamachas. If a person one time sinned for convenience, avar adereo te avon pamachas one time, lo yotza michlal achva bazeh. We're not going to say that he's no longer one of your brothers. Whatever the Torah says, brother means your brother with mitzvahs. But if he... Okay, he's a human being. He made a mistake. One time, where he did it for convenience, that's not going to take him out of the brotherhood, out of the achva, and we're not going to say that he's no longer included in the pasuk of achicha, v'chei achicha imach, or me'achad achecha. Now, skip the Rambam for a second. Let's take a look at Sif Beis. Says the... Now, hold on a second. Let's look at the Bir Hagra. The Bir Hagra on the bottom... The very first one, it says Lashon Smag, Ratzilomah Mumar L'Teyavon. Kamo Shekosuv Sham, Uma Shekosuv Beregdal Degitin Sherebi Ami Ratzilivdoso. So in our Gemara over here, Rabbi Ami wanted to redeem the man until they told him that he has kosher and non-kosher meat in front of him, and he still goes for the non-kosher meat. Then he said, "Okay, now I can't redeem you." But before he heard that, just when he was a Mumar L'Teyavon for convenience, he eats not kosher, that Rabbi Ami was okay redeeming him. So you see that you can redeem him. So says, the Gra explains, Rabbi Ami ratzadotu lefnim mishuras hadin the avar. So he's explaining here the opinion of the Smag, that what did the Shulchan Aruch say from the Smag? You're not chayef to support him. You're not chayef to give him stock. You're not chayef to lend him money. Oh, Rabbi Ami wanted to do it. Okay, he wasn't chayiv. He wanted to do it anyway. He wanted to go above and beyond the letter of the law. Lifnim mishuras hadin hu da'avid. V'tamo. Now, what's the reason for the smag? Explains the Gra. Kevich u avarion, since he's a sinner, eino achicha. He's not called your brother. The eino mitzuve al me'acha. The eino. How do you read this? Eino mitzuve al me'achar achecha. He's not included in one achar achecha, the avachei achicha imach. He's not included in that word. Achi yilge. Until he gets makos for his sin, he does tshuva. K'mo shekasuv b'makos chaf gimel amud aleph b'mishnah. Okay. And continues. Then at the end, the same Gra says, v'ein mochrach. I'm not convinced that this is accurate. And then he continues with to the last line of Sif Katan Aleph in the Gra. V'tosus v'avodus kuchavim chavbeiz amabeiz. I actually looked that up very. I went through it very quickly today. Kosid mechuyav v'tosu kosav v'chein yikr. The Gra disagrees with the Mechaber, and he says that a person who sins out of convenience, you are obligated to support him. You are obligated to lend him money, and you are obligated to take care of him and redeem him. So, if you have what's called the Mumar L'Teyavon, he sins out of convenience, the Mechaber says, you don't have to give him tzedakah, you don't have to take care of him, and the Gra says that you do have to take care of him. Look at Sif Beis, we'll get back to the Ramah in a minute. Sif Beis tells us, Mishu Mumar L'Hachis, now he's a sinner L'Hachis. Just, when I want to trade food, I'll show you, just give me the trade food. It doesn't even matter if I like it. He's a murmurachas, just to anger Hashem. Afilu mitzachas, even if it's only for one mitzvah, you're going to ochel the vela. Hecha d'shkech basar k'shera. His kosher meat, but he doesn't want the kosher meat, he wants dafka, the non-kosher meat. Osir levdoso im nishba. You're not allowed to redeem him if he was taken captive. That's what you see from the Gemara over here in Gittin, where they determine that he's what they call murmurachas. Now here he defines Mumar L'Hachis as a non-Mumar for convenience. He has a choice between kosher and non-kosher. He picks a non-kosher. Then he's out of the pasuk of Achicha. And here it says, not only you don't have to redeem him, you're not allowed to redeem him. Says the Ramah. And if it's only out of convenience, aim isev adavar. It's not us in rotim with dost if you want to redeem him. You're not obligated, like we saw in the Mechaber and Sebalot. You're not chayev to support him, you're not chayev to lend the money, and you're not chayev to redeem him. But you can, if you want to, you can go. If Nimi Shur Zadin, like Rabbi Ami wanted to do, according to the Mechaber, and the Gro will say that you are chayev. The Gro will say that you are chayev. At least in the case of Lachayoso and Lehalvosa. Now, nowadays, this is the famous discussion. How do we view secular Jews nowadays? So, the approach is the famous Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said that nowadays we consider secular Jews to be a tinok shenishba. He's like a child, a baby that was kidnapped at birth, and he doesn't know any better, even though, what do you mean? He knows it's from Jews, blah, 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 blah. Okay, the Chazon Ish still felt we consider them to be a tinok shenishba. Almost like it's not his fault, almost. And therefore, all these rules that he's not included in the brotherhood, he's not one of your brothers, all of these things, they say, will not be relevant nowadays to someone who is non-observant. Okay. So that is Sif Aleph, Mechaber, and Sif Beis, Mechaber, and Rama. So officially, Amlomer Lahachis, where he doesn't care at all, he does not get tzedakah, but nowadays, we will still give them tzedakah. And Amlomer L'Tayavon, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you're not obligated. According to the Gra, you are obligated. Because he's only the Tayavon, it's only out of convenience. Now the Braisa in Gittin and Daf Samach Aleph says as follows: Tanur Rabbanu, Mefarnesim Aniye Nachrim Im Aniye Yisrael. We support poor Goyim with poor Jews. Why do we do that? Mishum Eva, Mishum Darkei Shalom. We don't want to make enemies. Okay, so there's a big Machlokes Rishonim and a big Machlokes Achronim. What does the word Im mean? Usually, the word Im literally means with. So how literal do we take that word? Does it mean that we only give money to the poor guy and when he's literally with the Jews? So the guy's with the Jew. You can name the Jew, not the guy. That's going to cause animosity. But if you walk by an Arab at Shar Yafo, there's no reason to give him tzedakah whatsoever. Or, no. It doesn't mean literally with, but it doesn't mean just like you support poor Jews. We support poor guyim in order to maintain good relations. So says the Ramah, Hagan note says Ramah, Umafarnesim Aniye Goyim Im, Aniye Yisrael Me Darkei Shalom. We support poor Goyim with poor Jews because of Darkei Shalom. So the Bira Grove here brings down the Machlokes. He wants to say, Nire, Shedaito Kedas Mordechai. He wants to say that the Ramah is like the Mordechai, Shedavke Im Aniye Yisrael, only when they're together. But not if he's alone by himself. Udelo karan, but that is not like the way the Ran learns the Braisa. Shekosav de'im lavdafka. The Ran learns that the word im is lavdafka. You don't take it literally. It just means that just like you support poor Jews, you support poor Goyim. V'ayin d'arki emoshe. Aval v'shulchan arach pasach kidas aran. There's a Shulchan Arach earlier in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph brings down like the Ran that im is lavdafka. And that is a psak of the shach of the air. In Sif Katan Beis, Imani Yisrael, Lav Davka, Afi Ani Akum L'chud Mefarnesim, V'mei Darkei Shalom. Even if the guy's alone, there's still an Indian to give him tzedakah because of Darkei Shalom. That is the Ran brought down in the Darkei Moshe. Okay, that is Sif Aleph and Beis. Now, Sif Gimel is a huge, very involved Sif. So we're going to save that for tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. But I want to jump to the last Sif in the Siman, Sif Yud Dalet. So now we're jumping to Resh Nun Aleph, Sif Yud Dalet. And here, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Yecholim l'shanos afilu mitalm Torah, l'tzorach shloshim pshitim lehegmon b'chol shana, l'fishu hatzalas nefashos. We collected money for the local yeshiva, for Talmud Torah, to support Torah study, for the Avreichim, for the Bachrim, for the yeshiva, whatever it is. We have money set aside, designated for Torah study. You're allowed to divert that money and take it and give it to the hegemon, is like the parents, the governor, for the money that he demands for the Jewish community on an annual basis. The 30 pshitim is a currency that he demands every year. Why are you allowed to do that? Usually you're not allowed to change money. Money that's designated for a specific purpose has to go to that purpose. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Lefi shehu hatzalas nefashos. Because if you don't give the governor the money that he demands from the Jewish community, it's hatzalas nefashos, because nefesh. The community is in danger. Shimlo yispashu imo, if he's not happy with them, they don't give him what he wants. Yesh kama aniyim she'ein lehem litein. He's going to come after everybody. And there are poor people that don't have money to give him. V'yakum, he will beat them. V'yashitum arumim, he will strip them naked. He'll take everything they have. So it's considered a pikuach nefesh situation, and therefore you can divert Talmud Torah funds for the governor so he won't come after the Jews. Says the Taz, the beautiful Taz, and Sifkatan Vav, the Maharshal, Yasakasha, Maharshal, look at Sifkatan Vav in the Taz. Rashal Hikshal Zeb, it's a wonderment. Although Maskinah is a very common to Megillah, the Gemara Megillah at the end of the parak Daf Tes Zayin Amabeis says as follows: Gadol Talmud Torah Rabbi Yosef, Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Me'atzalas Lefashos. The Talmud Torah is greater than Atzalas Lefashos. So why are you taking the Talmud Torah funding and using it for Atzalas Lefashos? Talmud Torah is greater than Atzalas Lefashos, and the Gemara over there proves it, because when they're listing Mordechai amongst the Gedolei Hador, before the Purim story, Mordechai is number 4, ranked among the super rabbis, 4th in Gedolei Hador standing. And after the Purim story, when he saved the entire Jewish people, he went down in his status. And now he's listed as number 5. He goes down in his status. So you see that Talmud Torah is greater than saving the Jewish people. Then the Gemara also says, right, the end of the last pasuk of the meal, Rasul the Rov Echav, he was found favor in the eyes of most of Klal Yisrael, but not all Klal Yisrael, because he stopped learning, which is hard for us to understand. Okay, so says the Marshal, how can you take funds for Torah study and divert them and use them for Hatzalas Nefashos? The Gemara says black and white at the end of the first paragraph of Megillah that Talmud Torah is greater than Hatzalas Nefashos, than saving lives. Says the Taz Ve'ein Kan Kushya, this is not a question at all. Devade Ein Chadavar Omer Bipnei Pikuach Nefesh, because certainly there is nothing that stands in front of Pikuach Nefesh. And certainly Pikuach Nefesh takes priority over Talmud Torah. And certainly you can take Talmud Torah funding and any other funding that you have and use it to save Jewish lives for Pikuach Nefesh. Oh, but what about the Gemara? What do you do with the Gemara? Says the Taz, you know what the Gemara is saying? The Gemara is saying, the house of Omer, the Yosei Yeshchus L'misha Zoch Elasek B'Torah V'lo Bali Yadu Atzalas Nefashos. What's better? The guy who sits all day learning, or the guy who just saved the Jewish people? It's better to be the guy sitting and learning. But if you're the one who has to save the Jewish people, no questions asked. He goes to Gemara, he goes to save the Jewish people. He goes to save even one Jew. There's no question about that. Because Nefesh takes priority. But what's greater? You go up to heaven, you think you get the most schar for saving the Jewish people? No. The most schar you get for Talmud Torah. Shoo! Unbelievable! Let's read that again inside. The Hasam Omer, the Gemara Megillah is telling us, the Yosher Yeshchus, there's greater schus, greater merit. The Misha Zoche Lasser B'Torah, one who's privileged to learn Torah, Velo Bali Yadu Hatzalas Nefashos. He did not have to get involved in Hatzalas Nefashos, because there was no Hatzalas Nefashos situation. because someone else was taking care of the atzos nefashos. It's greater schus to sit and learn. That's greater than someone who comes on his lap. He has to save a Jew or the Jewish people. But they can't talk about the Talmud Torah. But ask about the nefashos. And then he has to stop learning in order to save the Jewish people. So what do you get more schar for? More credit? More credit, not for making the front page of the paper, that you save the Jewish people. Or you save one person who's like saving the entire world. It's more worthwhile to, you get more schar for learning Torah. Of course, if a pikuach nefesh situation comes your way, you stop learning and you go save the person in question. So therefore, there's no question, says the Taz. The Marashal's question doesn't even get started. You want to know who has more schar? The Gemara Megillah says, who has more schar? Who has more schar? The one who is able to sit and learn non-stop. But what should you do if you're learning and you have a pikuach nefesh situation? No question, you have to go take care of the pikuach nefesh situation and save the person or people in question. And therefore, I have Talmud Torah funds, I'm allowed to divert it, I must divert it, and use it to save Jewish lives for pikuach nefesh. But don't think that saving Jewish lives is what gets you the number one status. Like Mordechai, his status as a gadol hador was higher before the Purim story than it was after the Purim story. So that is your day. Reishon Aleph, Sif Aleph, Beis, and Yud Dalet.